say. Got the kind of love making me say. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cash chilling as usual with my main man Father Time. Father Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
You chilling, man. Alright, check this out though. Real quick, before the show even gets started, before we ain't got no women on here right now. So before the show even gets started, we could hit it up with some real men news right quick. Kevin Durant, dog, what's your thoughts?
Man, my thought is they're going to go 81-1.
81-1.
I think that's cheating, man. They should not be allowed to sign him, man. I think that's cheating, dog. I mean, who going to
be? Well, I mean, but then, see, this is what pisses me off. Wait a minute, hold on. I guess we got another fella on the line. Big Mike.
What's the biz?
Chilling.
Oh, we just heard the news about KD.
Bro, what you think?
It's going to be some competition.
With who?
For who?
I mean, really think about it. The West is going to be strong for the next season. I don't know who's going to come out of that East.
Cleveland.
Well, you know who's coming out these Cleveland.
Right. But the thing is that KD felt like he wasn't gonna win no championship with Oklahoma. That's why he left.
You know, I understand that part of it. I understand that. I know it's a business and all, you wanna win and all that good stuff. But that's cheating, man. I mean,
well, okay. So was it cheating? Was it cheating when you put Miami together with D Wade, Bosh, and LeBron? Was that hell? Then you put Ray Allen on the team.
LeBron and Bosh came at the same time.
Okay,
you know, it ain't like they was already a championship team. You know what I'm saying? They signed at the same time. You got Klay Thompson. You got Green, you got Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. Now
what?
You're talking about
that's
a war.
But wait, guess who else just signed on with the Warriors? David West.
See?
Yeah, he did a 1-year deal.
Just to win a championship ring. I just found out today.
There's nobody going to win.
But now, hold on, that New York stacking the deck too.
With who?
Well, I mean, on paper, let's just say on paper. On paper, you got Joaquin Noah, Derrick Rose, and Carmelo.
We can't play a whole season. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, regardless of what he can and can't do, I mean, on paper.
I give props on Noah, but that's scratch Rose. If he can play a whole season, he might help.
You can't scratch
Melo getting
shit,
old.
Man. Hell, I mean, him and LeBron away came in at the same time.
That's cheap, man. I don't think the league should not be a. They should have voted against that shit, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you like this, because ever since they voted against Chris Paul coming to the Lakers, fuck them. I don't give a fuck.
You see that? Now, don't be surprised. Remember, you heard it here first. Don't be surprised by December, D-Wade is in Cleveland. Don't be surprised.
Well, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got a woman on the line. Miss Pimp.
Yeah, man.
What's going down?
Good morning.
We just had to get a little basketball talk out of the way before y'all got on the line. Janine, what's going down?
Glad I missed it.
Well, I say, see, as I said, before they got online, we had to get a little basketball talk here. I think if y'all sit down and actually learn the fundamentals of the game, y'all would like it. I mean, y'all like motherfuckers half naked running around in shorts anyway.
Damn.
Right, it's the truth. You know, the worst thing you could do is watch football with a woman who's not a fan. His ass is. Oh, look at his ass. Really? You just took the whole joy out the game. You don't even want to watch the game no more, nah? You like, okay, whatever. Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the stove. So, what's up with y'all? Y'all, come on now. Y'all ain't get on here just to hold the phone. What's happening?
I'm still kind of tripping on what's the name leaving.
I'm talking about my ladies now. My ladies.
You said what?
I say y'all that got on here and just got quiet.
Oh, wait till y'all to start the show.
Hold on. Let me ask the woman a question. Did y'all hear about what happened with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta? The whole crew just got fired.
Say what?
Did you hear about the whole entire Love & Hip Hop Atlanta staff got fired?
I didn't know if it was true or not. I didn't know. I seen it, but I didn't know if it was true or not.
No, so because this one lady who works for United from Atlanta, she just told me about it.
The whole cast?
They can't stop fighting. That's the problem.
Gotta be more than that. Fighting is why they get their ratings.
And now he had Scrap. He just got 5 years for dealing weed.
Now wait a minute. They got a young Scrappy and a Scrap on that motherfucker, right?
Scrap.
Two different people, right?
Yeah, it's two different people. Scrappy the rapper, and then Scrap the whatever he is, producer or whatever. I ain't heard nothing about it. And I just watched the show last week. I just saw the last episode.
Yeah.
Now it's already
recorded.
Now, they say old girl pregnant. They say Jocelyn pregnant. She don't know if it's Stevie J's or Young Droz. Now, you ain't no Love & Hip Hop watcher, are you, today?
No, I don't watch that.
Okay. But now, you got two, let's say, for the most part, we're going to say celebrities. What would you do?
What would I do if I didn't know who's following?
Yeah. Would you just say, I'm going to take a blood test, or would you just try to put it on one?
I'll be like, I don't know. And when the baby gets there, we'll have to do a blood test.
Oh, we gonna do a test anyway.
Right.
We're
so both gonna be on. Both gonna be on guard. Both be on guard.
That ain't boy, I tell you. All right. Delightful, what's happening?
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, you know what, man? If I was Stevie J, I'd be hot. I'd be hot as hell. As much bullshit as you put him through, and then you gonna get pregnant by another motherfucker? Nah, I'm hot. I'm steaming.
Okay, let me ask you this, dog. You are loving hip hop watching, right?
I watch them all. Yes, I do.
I've kind of gave up on it. It was funny at first, but now it's got kind of retarded to me. But let me ask you, do you think Stevie J made Jocelyn?
Yes.
Or do you think they go hand in hand?
Until he introduced her to the show. You didn't even never heard of her. I mean, he brought her on the show.
What?
You gotta give him his props. Have you heard of her before Love & Hip Hop?
No, I haven't. I hadn't. But now, I met a, matter of fact, I don't know, was you there that day, Mike, when we met her at the airport?
Who?
Jocelyn.
Oh, you mean Super Bowl time?
No, it wasn't Super Bowl time. She was doing a show here in Indianapolis, and she was coming.
I think Nicole met her.
No, I met her. I took a picture with her and everything.
Damn, I gotta act. I think so, but I think Nicole must have took a picture with her.
Yeah. Well, whatever the case was, she was really, it was like 5 something in the morning. And they was like, hey, man, Jocelyn is sitting right there, you know, waiting on her airplane to come. And we went over there, man, and, you know, of course, we want to see how she looked for real. And so, man, I honestly got to say, she was like a really down-to-earth person, man. She was so cool. She got up, took pictures with us. She talked to us all the way until our plane left. I mean, she just sat there and kicked it with us. Now, later on that day, which kind of threw me, because later on that day, Mimi was coming. Mimi was getting on the plane. So I'm like, okay, for these motherfuckers to hate each other the way that they claim they do, you know what I'm saying? For them to hate each other, why are they in the same city? At the same venues?
It's scripted, man.
Right, so that right there let me know the shit was scripted. But, you know, she would not speak to us, dog. She was not speak. We was like, hey, can we? And she was like, I don't take pictures. No, she told us, she said, y'all can take a picture of me, but y'all can't take one with me.
You know what? I would think that would be the opposite. I would think Jocelyn was like that.
And to watch the show, you would have thought that that's how they were. But she was so fucking cool. And it was Mimi who was just like, you hate her on the show.
The way she portrays herself on the show, I can't stand it, man.
Come on, Stevie.
You act so stuck up on the show, man. I hate a stuck up ass woman. You know how you got that female that, she's fine. You know she's fine. But then when she knows she's fine, it's a totally different story. You know what I'm saying? That's like going up to a female and saying, hey, girl, hey, you looking kind of good right now. I know. Huh? I mean,
well,
think about that, dog. You approach a woman, she look nice as hell, she look good in the motherfucker. You compliment her. Girl, you wearing that dress today, you look good today. I know. And keep walking.
Come on. All right, Mike. Mike.
What's up?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. All right, okay, well, I mean, is that conceit or confidence? Now, I'm gonna ask my ladies this. I'm gonna start delightful. Is that conceit or confidence? Is you feeling yourself that day, or you just being an asshole? Guess she's not answering. Miss Pimp.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's all in how you carry yourself as a woman anyway. If you know the person and that's just how they are, the personality, my thoughts is if it could be confidence.
Okay, really? Hold on, bro. It depends on
how it comes off. You know what I mean?
Now, if you come off like, okay, and that's all I'm about to say now, if you come off like, you know, you look me up and down, or you give me that sexy look, and you say, I know, you know, cool. But now, if you just got your face all turned up, like, I know, nigga, you ain't got to be sitting there, you ain't got to tell me.
Right.
Then I got a problem with it.
Right.
So, I mean.
Sexy or not, goddammit, I think your ass conceited. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
If you just can't say thank you. You know, whatever happened to just, you know, hey, girl, you look good today. Oh, thank you.
Okay, Janine, let me ask you. Nah, okay. You know, you're feeling yourself today. You got your sundress on, looking good. And you know what I'm saying? Dude, he say, damn, baby, you know, you're looking nice. And, I mean, you give him that, I know. But you give it to him in a flirtatious manner.
Oh.
I mean, Do you think you're being conceited? Or you flirt?
I think, I don't know. To me, because the way I am, I probably wouldn't say that. So, I would say thank you. And if I'm not interested, I just say thank you with my nose turned up. Thank you.
Uh-uh.
And keep it moving.
But see, you know what?
Okay.
You ain't even got to turn up your nose. Just say thank you and keep on going. And I may not even be trying to talk to you. I'm just giving you a compliment.
No.
You look nice today.
You can tell when somebody's trying to talk to you. I'm just saying, it depends on that person. If I see he's trying to talk to me and I'm not interested, but he giving me a compliment, I'll be like, thank you. But I'll let him know. That's letting him know that, okay, thank you, but I'm not interested.
And that's fine. That's
okay.
Not conceited about that. But when you say, I know, you know what I'm saying?
Some
of my
motherfuckers
don't even respond. Damn, girl, you look nice. And just keep on walking. Don't even say thank you or nothing. Don't say a word.
A word.
Keep on walking. I hate those kind of hoes. I can't stand those.
Damn.
Hoes, bro.
Here's the word.
Well, I'm sorry. I ain't talking about you. Is that delightful? See, delightful, now
me.
I can tell you. Now, I complimented you, and what did you say?
I don't know. It
you
depends on the day.
You.
What I say? Oh, did I say thank you?
You said thank you. And I'm cool with that. But now, if you would have came back and said, I know, or some shit like that, then I would have had to repost some other shit about you.
But that
let
can
you
be,
know,
I mean,
I appreciate
I
just say thank you. I'm not trying to holler. I'm just giving you a compliment.
Any given day, I might have would have said that. But I would have did it in a playful, flirtatious way had I been interested.
And see, knowing me, I would have took that totally different. I would have took it to a different level. I do shit like that.
No.
I remember you did the little post on CNCRadioShow.com? Who would you have a one-night stand with? You remember that?
Who did that?
Kaz, you remember that post, man?
Yeah.
And then I forgot who I said, but then she came back and said, I don't know if I should be flattered or some shit like that. What did she
say? Yeah, I remember that.
And I took that shit totally different. I took that shit a whole different way. But I'm just saying,
you remember
man, ain't nothing wrong with saying thank you. Ain't nothing wrong with saying thank you. You know, that's the problem. Women think every time a man pay him a compliment, he's trying to holler. That's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
That is not always true.
If you say so.
I'm telling you, that's a just because a man gives you a compliment does not mean he's trying to holler at you. Oh, ladies, believe that.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Oh, okay. Well, in my experience, they have always tried to talk to me. So I've never experienced them not.
I was
I gotta go with Father Time on this one, because I might tell you you look nice, but nah, my thought process ain't trying to get at you. I might just say, oh, damn, you look nice today. But that ain't my thought process of trying to get with you.
I'm saying everybody that said that to me, I'm not talking about y'all. Y'all may not be that way, but the people who have tried to talk to me, they usually want to get with me.
And I also feel like it's how it's brought across.
Meaning?
It's a difference from you just walking up to me or you just gradually, you know, seeing me and say, you look nice, thank you, rather than me walking in the gas station, damn, you look nice. I mean, you know, it's a different, it depends on how the tone and,
I agree with that. What most dudes see somebody they try to talk to, they change it up a little bit. They'll add a few words in their compliment to let the female know what's up. Now, I agree with that. I can agree with that. But if I just walk by and say, hey, you look, damn, you looking nice, girl, and keep on walking, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But if I'm walking behind, following you from aisle to aisle and shit, you know what I'm saying? We both looking at frosted flakes, and I'm talking at the same time. That's different.
So what if you see somebody in a car that you think is cute, going out of your way to try to flag them down, you trying to talk to them, correct?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I ain't never had it not happen.
Shit, if I don't follow me in the car, I'm going to keep going.
What
I'm going to try to lose him. I'll bust down in one way on your ass. Where is that?
Nervous ass.
Hold on,
that. Right, you don't know who the fuck it is.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They just blowing their horn. They trying to get you to pull over. I'm like, no, thank you. That happened today.
That's that project mentality. Well, the motherfucker do that, you
well, no,
project,
as
you
women,
ain't
I would advise y'all not to just say it. Because, like you said, you just don't know. But now, I mean, by the time you see a car full of women blowing at you,
I'm going to
stop. You ain't going to even leave.
I'm stopping.
Oh, okay. I wonder what you gonna still go down that one way.
Now, if I don't know who it is, you know what I'm saying? If I'm driving and you behind me, you know my windows are tinted. I can't too much see in your car. I ain't gonna just stop. I mean, we got to get into a lighted area, public area with a whole bunch of people around. Then I'll stop. I'm just
y'all is something else.
I mean, what female was? I mean, okay, ladies, you in your car, there's two dudes in the car behind you blowing the horn trying to get your attention. You gonna stop?
Nope.
Not really.
So now what if it's one guy?
Not really. Why is he blowing at me?
Exactly.
He's trying to get your attention.
Where is he? He in his car and I'm in my car. We at a stoplight or something?
Hey, bitch.
Oh, I mean, y'all could be on a single road lane. You know what I'm saying? It's only two lanes.
What happened with me, I was going one direction. He was at the light going in another direction. And I was turning, and he saw me pass, and he just, like, kept blowing his horn. Like, and there was a gas station right there in the corner. So he probably wanted me to pull into the gas station, but I kept going.
I kept going, too.
He was driving a nice truck.
If you strap.
Sorry, no.
If you strap, you go ahead and stop then.
Hold on, y'all. Candy. Hold on one second. Candy, what's happening?
What's up? How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
We chilling.
That's what's up.
So now, what was you about to say, Delife?
Total subject change. So, ladies, I received a proposal today. So I'm kind of curious as to know what you ladies would do. I wouldn't do it, but so there's a African pharmacist who is eager to get married, not for a green card, but just wants to get married for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But made an arrangement in the sense of, like, you would need a green card. He already has one. So would you take an African's offer of $30,000 to marry him with the hopes of you falling in love with him? That's his hopes, not your hopes.
Nope.
That's not enough.
30 grand?
Right?
For the green card, the going rate is $10,000 with insurance.
Well, he doesn't need a green card, though. He's hoping that you fall in love with him.
Yeah, he really.
Do y'all have to live together? You have to live with him?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't discuss all those terms. I was a little blue back.
I mean, I'm assuming he wants the full deal, the full, you know, thing of being married, and at least for y'all to give it a shot, and I think that's probably what he would be looking, you know, for. But $30,000, I could blow $10,000, you know, in like a month. So
yeah, I could blow that in a couple of days.
Out the shopping.
Me too.
$30,000, not enough. And so what you talking about? I'm just estimating. I'm just saying, okay, 3 months, $30,000 gone.
Okay, so if it was $30,000 with a time limit stipulation of a year to fall in love with him, no, because you can spend $30,000 in 3 months, so it would have to be $10,000 per month.
Now, $100,000, yeah, that's a nice amount, $100,000. I mean, I even took off 2 months. Okay, so $10,000 a year. I took off 2 months. $100,000 would be a nice amount, but he might not have nothing like that.
I was getting ready to say he's just a new pharmacist. He's just a new one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not marrying you for $100,000. That ain't enough. We get divorced.
But it's a stipulation. It's. In hopes you fall in love with him, you can get a divorce. You don't have to stay with him.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could take his $30,000 and then put that in the bank and spend whatever else money he got, and not even touch yours.
Jeez.
Okay, well,
you won't spend that.
No,
how well do you know him?
No, because
how long have I been knowing this guy or this girl?
I've known him about 4 months. But he stipulated his wife would not have to pay bills, but he expects a home-cooked meal. He expects a traditional role. But as far as financially, I have no obligations.
So just fuck me, feed me, and then leave me alone.
Pretty much.
You could be stacking up your own money too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That $30,000 will help. It'll push you up, help you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will.
So when you do get divorced, you can buy your own shit, not worry about it.
but you gotta think about your character and your soul behind that.
Exactly. I don't know if I can lay down. I don't know. I ain't gonna be able to do it.
I'm gonna tell you like this: $30,000. You fucking. I hope you know that part of the stipulation. I'm getting some of that pussy.
Hear me say I don't know. Damn.
I'm speaking about myself. If I gave you 30
I'm
racks,
just saying, if he is in hopes to fall in love, I'm, you know, you got to court me in the marriage because you wanted to rush this marriage. So now we got to take it at my pace.
But it's got to be something else other than I just want to get. It's got to be something else to it. To just come up to a motherfucker you've been on 4 months, hey, marry me, I'll give you 30 grand.
I mean, but now, mind you, he's been, from my understanding, he's been talking about this prior to when I got here. He's, I don't know. I've never seen, like, a man so anxious to get married. I don't really understand
That's
it.
That's why I say,
like,
it's got to be something else to it.
Girl, he's trying to knock you up.
He's been celibate for 4 years.
Oh, have you? He tried.
He's tired. Yeah, you the only female he approached that you know
he
of.
Tired. He ready to get. Hey, shit.
I don't know.
I'm tired of jacking these decals. I need some pussy. I need pussy.
I can't stand y'all. Okay, I gotta leave and I walk back into work to clock out.
I wouldn't do that shit.
All I'm saying is that. I mean, 30,000. Then wait a minute. Hey, dog, did you hear Janine just jacked it up to 100? God damn, Janine jacked up to 100K. 100K? Man.
Well, if she got 100,000 to give me, then yeah, I'm going to fuck with her because she got more money.
Exactly.
You got 100,000, you got more money, and I keep my own money. I ain't got to pay no bills. Then that's all the money I make every month.
I'll probably do it for 100 grand. I might sell my soul for 100. I just might do it.
100 racks. I'm good, baby.
Tell him you want. Tell him you want 30,000 plus. You want monthly money.
Well, I just divorce you in a couple months and take half your shit.
I mean, being a wife, you won't get that anyway.
Yeah, but that, you know, it still all adds up into the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, most motherfuckers get married for fucked up reasons anyway, so you might as well do it for the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most motherfuckers get married, don't even want to be married to the motherfucker they with.
I mean, yeah, you never know. You might even fall in love with them, and you know.
Yeah. It may work out. You never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for 100 grand, though, I'm hoping it works.
Right.
I'll be praying. $100 grand,
you better make it work.
Right. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up? Who the dragon?
Hello. Yes, sir.
How you feeling, brother?
I can't call it. How everybody doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. Shit. We trying to get up on this 100 grand.
100 racks.
100 racks. I mean, that dragon, she tell you, 100 racks. 100 racks. I don't know. I mean, okay, ladies, if you had that type of money and you was willing to spend it on me, What would be my stipulation? What would be your stipulation? What is it that I would have to do?
Huh?
Okay, like if it was vice versa, if you had 100,000 and you was like, okay, look here, like say dude said he want home cooked meals and he want that traditional shit. What would a woman want? What would y'all want? I mean, we just hypothetically speaking, so ain't nobody got to say, well, I don't want no motherfucker doing shit. I mean, we just hypothetically speaking.
I mean, the dick got to be at my discretion whenever I want it.
Right. I'm going to go to the game, baby. No, you're not. Hey, Tom, I can't even go.
You have to be willing to wear a chastity belt and give up all codes to your phone.
Chastity belt, what the fuck? Yeah, there we go. That is that.
There you go.
That is that.
You still want that 100,000?
Nah, I ain't walk right. What the hell is that noise? Clank, clank, clank. gotta walk like a duck and shit.
Mm-mm.
Right.
I mean, you can take it off when you at home. I'm gonna give you a little breathing room.
I still gotta walk like a duck in the street. What's your
right.
Dog?
They gonna thank you packing. They
gonna
be like, that nigga walking funny.
Yeah, but I can't show nobody nothing.
That ain't their business.
Can you imagine going around your guys walking like that?
Right.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, dog,
shit,
you
got
100 grand.
I got the chastity belt on.
You can always go to somebody to teach you how to unlock that motherfucker. Pay them to teach you how to unlock that bitch.
Like they do, looking for shit to turn they electricity and water back on. You walk around looking for a chastity belt key. You got that
right.
key.
Hey, on
get
Facebook, hey, I need a chastity belt key. Who got one? I will pay top dollar for a key. Top dollar for it.
So you gonna blow your whole
ASAP.
You gonna blow your whole 100K.
Hey, you won't know. I'll unlock that motherfucker, take it off while I'm in the streets. When I come home, that motherfucker be back on.
Exactly.
Be around my guys without it on. As soon as I get ready to go in the house, put that motherfucker right back on.
Oh, right. Hey, you don't heard the definition? You got to let your nuts hang.
That's like wearing tidy whities. Hey, that's like wearing tidy whities.
Right.
They're actually good for your circulation once you reach your age.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I ain't never heard that, but.
Read up on it.
I'm not wearing no goddamn chastity belt. I don't give a damn what she is.
My
nuts
been hanging on this time. I'm not ready to decide.
Exactly. That's just like y'all putting on one of them steel bras.
What the hell is that?
Nah, I mean, everybody knows titties hang a little bit when you get a little older.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, some do. All right. Some of them motherfuckers be, hey, some of them titties be hanging like slaves.
But I've heard, I've heard men say that they don't mind the gravity because natural breasts, when the gravity hits them, they tend to ripple and they, you know, flop around and, you know, ripple and shit, and it's sexy. Is that not true?
Ripple? What do you mean, ripple?
Okay, so in your younger days, you know how you have the perky breasts? You know, they're perky, they sit up
right.
All night. Or someone with an implant, they, you know, they just sit there and they just kind of, you know, they're stiff. But natural breasts with gravity, you know, they tend to ripple and move and flap around and, you know, they ripple. Shit, I don't know how else they explain it.
They're
I'm explaining to you
fun
to
bags.
How they explain it to me. Well, fun bags, there you go.
Well, I don't know about the ripple effect. I'm not really sure about that one. But,
okay, so would you prefer the ripple effect, the natural movement of a breast versus the silicone round, stiff, you know,
no
to kind of just move up and down?
I prefer
silicone.
Natural.
I don't care.
Right. I like natural.
Okay, well, I would think a natural perky breast would still do the same.
I'm saying, I mean, now, here's my thing about that. They got to feel right. I mean, I understand they look good, but if they don't feel right, that's they got
to feel
real. How they
supposed to
feel? I know. Which ones don't feel right?
You can tell the difference between silicone.
No, you can tell the difference between a real breast and a fake breast.
Yes, you can.
All
you got to do is lift that motherfucker up and look for the scar.
Well,
that
you know, there's a real good,
real
good boob jobs because for a while, it actually took me to go back and watch old porn. I thought Jada Fire's breasts were real, but they're not.
Well,
I'm
saying they could look spectacular, but if they don't feel right, it's a turn off.
Mm-hmm. Again,
you know,
how are they supposed to feel?
That they
what's
fellas,
the difference?
You ain't supposed to feel nothing squishy. I mean, it's hard to explain,
no.
Man.
And
first of all, okay, let me see if I can get this. First of all, they're not supposed to be bricked hard. They're not never supposed to be bricked hard. When them motherfuckers to the point where they just, even the perky ones are soft. They just soft and perky. But them motherfuckers, them brick hard ones, and you hitting her, and them motherfuckers ain't moving, and you got to see them titties moving. That's when you know you're doing something. That's when you know you're hitting it.
Okay, there's a ripple effect, damn it.
Okay, all right. Look here. I ain't never heard it called a ripple effect, but I guess if that's what you're talking about, then all right. Okay, I understand. But I mean, when them motherfuckers don't move, they just sitting there. You like, what the fuck? What the fuck wrong with your titties? I mean, y'all don't want a motherfucker who did get halfway hard.
Oh no, we don't want that.
See, then you just look. Oh no. Oh, yep. He can send home right away.
See how quick that nope came out?
Hell yeah. Oh no.
Same thing. We don't want no fake ass titties.
We have to flip you a couple of them blue peas and see how that works for you.
Granddad, let me get two of them blue diamonds. I promise I'll pay you back next week.
That's $20 a pill.
Hell yeah, boy, you ain't fucking with these.
Boy, I need all my shit.
Hell yeah. Hey, you looking like Kane on Minister Society. Grandma! Got to go. You can't get none of these today. And you know that's really fucked up with your grandma. Like, well, the boy just won't one. I say no. Grandma, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who is driving? You said what?
You don't use the blue pill?
I took one time. I took one time, and I'm going to be honest with you. I really can't say that I really felt the effect of it.
Father time. Who else?
I'll pop a few in my day.
Not a few.
What?
Damn. I want a few.
Right.
Did you tell the difference?
I couldn't. Seriously.
No, not really. I mean, you sit harder longer. That's about it. You can bust and keep on going like you never bust before.
But you know what, though? Hmm. I swear. I don't know. Okay, here we go. It was probably like an hour and 30. Now that also, I'm figuring the longevity of it did work, but after I bust, it was like I still kind of felt the same. It wasn't like, you know, oh, this motherfucker still rock hard. That didn't go all the way down, but it's still like, you know, it. I don't know. It just didn't feel. I don't know, man. It just didn't. I was like, eh, it's more hype than anything.
I was looking at the clock. I was looking at the clock. It's almost 4 hours now. They said if it's 4 hours, you gotta go to the doctor.
It was like,
I'm getting a little worried. We on 3:30. Come on, man. Something's wrong. This motherfucker ain't going there.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Like I said, it didn't go all the way down. And maybe if, okay, this was my expectation. I was like, okay, you hit that motherfucker, and that motherfucker just, you know, that motherfucker just still stay rock hard. It don't budge. But then it's like I said, it didn't go all the way down totally. And maybe if she would have touched it or got the fucking with it, it probably would have got right back up. I'm not sure, but I was under the impression that that's how it worked. Well, maybe it just didn't work with me like that.
There you go.
But
there you go.
Yeah.
It worked for me just fine.
Because I used to keep a supply at least a month in advance, supply for my husband.
Damn.
And that motherfucker was running out. I'm like, you don't got a motherfucker? Oh, let me go order some more on man.
The motherfuckers are expensive, though.
Damn, are they?
Yeah, they like $46 a pill here, man. Them motherfuckers are expensive as hell.
Nah, we found them. We got them on land.
Yeah,
oh, no. I get my shit straight from the top. I ain't getting no shit from online.
I know.
My shit comes from
the top. They gonna fuck around sending them some Skittles.
They ain't worth it. They ain't worth it.
Goddamn Skittles, motherfucker.
Interesting.
You can find a lot of stuff online. But yeah, I mean, hell, he had me and we was doing threesomes every weekend, and he had to keep it going.
Shit, I don't know what the fuck.
Ain't no resting.
Man, I'd have been popping them motherfuckers. Hey, let's go. Give me 30 minutes.
So.
Well, you men, all right.
I don't know why motherfuckers are scared to admit that they popped them off.
Motherfuckers,
you know what I'm saying? Some people really need that shit. Like, I got diabetes.
No.
My blood don't work right all the time.
You definitely need to keep
I might need a little help.
A supply.
Ashamed of it.
High blood pressure.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, like I said, I was anxious to try it. I was like, fuck it, man. I'm going to try one of these motherfuckers. And the motherfucker gave me, it was like 100 milligrams. So is that, I don't really know the logistics of them. But I thought that one was supposed to have been a poke. So how many milligrams did they come in, dog? Huh?
What'd be funny is when the younger guys be drinking and then the older guys be having something to say. What'd be funny?
Goddamn shame, boy. You popping them already.
The fuck you been doing, nigga?
Right. And you took care of yourself.
About
that's why you popping.
What
okay, now who
cares
this fight?
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
Somebody can get a whooping.
It ain't me. Why you mute me?
I didn't mute you. I found it. Well, y'all in the same house, so I knew it wasn't you.
Well, I got muted.
No, you didn't.
I did. It said muted. Unmuted.
Oh, well, if I did click you, my bad.
That sound like little kids. I ain't got no little kids.
So, all right, now, Janine, I mean, did he have a problem with taking
them? Did he have a what?
Did he have a problem with taking them? Was he like, man, I don't want to take these motherfuckers?
Oh, my ex-husband?
Yeah.
No, he had no problem with taking them. He had diabetes, so he needed help. No,
what does that
no,
mess
he,
up your
he,
that messes
he,
up
yeah.
Your issues? I mean, you get issues.
Yeah.
My boo got diabetes and he don't have no issues.
I guess it depends on because he's had diabetes. I think since his early 20s. I know my ex husband did, so I don't know exactly when it started. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on the type. It depends on the type and the, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, your medical background, your history, that stuff.
Yeah.
Your family history.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know your boo be like, thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I asked him.
I've been in the streets. Thank you very much.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Right.
And he might be taking those details you don't even know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never used, so I don't need them.
Well, Jackie, if we ever hang out, I ain't gonna never give you no candy.
Yeah, don't. Some motherfuckers I know, you gotta just damn it, you gotta treat them like they give it here. Give it here. Give me the candy.
Take
off the sweets.
I ain't gonna lie. My daughter love when she say she love when he come. She be like, "Oh, Uncle Rod got candy."
Wow.
She loves when he come. She know he got candy. Right?
That's my
and
buddy.
It's so crazy because she actually just sits there and look at him like, "Where is that? I know you got it." It's like, where is it?
Waiting on him to offer.
She just look at him like, he gonna get it. If he coming, he gonna bring some candy.
That's my buddy. I always look out for her. That's my buddy. Ain't never met nobody eat candy like I do. But she do. We be on it. Them Laffy Taffys, we be killing them.
Say. But shit, I mean, I don't know, man. That time I don't think you answered my question. Was 100 milligrams? Was that a potent one?
I'm sorry, brother. I was dealing with something. I didn't hear the original question.
I said, is 100 like one of them blue diamonds? Is 100 milligrams? Is that a potent one?
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's a high.
Actually,
that's
you
a
really
high
don't
dose.
Need that much, man.
No.
You really don't need that much.
Hell, I don't even get that in a Norco.
Right?
Because they told me not. Now, this is what they told me. They said, don't take the whole thing, break it in half. So that's what I did.
Oh, like
I broke
50?
It in half. Yeah, I broke it in half. And I took that half of one, and it was just like, I never took the other half because I was like, I just felt like it didn't do nothing.
I mean, even then, she should have been able to blow on you and it just go, woo.
Well,
you should take
after
the
hour,
whole. You should take it whole, man.
I should have took the whole one.
Yeah, you should take it whole.
Well, see, I mean, that was my first time. And, okay, let me ask this. I was drinking. So, do you think the liquor played a part in it?
You should not drink. If you're taking it, you shouldn't drink.
Oh, well, I was drunk
with
a motherfucker.
But you think alcohol would intensify it because you're not supposed to mix, you know, drugs with alcohol. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah,
do you think it would have intensified
it
like...
You don't need to add anything to it. It does the job.
That's what I'm saying. You would think it would have intensified it.
Yeah, but it could have a side effect though if you mix it with alcohol.
All right. I think he thought it was gonna do so much that when it did what it did, just psychologically it just didn't meet his expectations.
Right, and that was just it. It just didn't. I think it was like. This it?
Well,
this,
that's
this
because he took it wrong. He took a half a pill, number one, and then he probably, did you mix alcohol on top of it? There you go.
Hell, I took it with a shot. I took it with a shot of tequila.
There you go.
Lord.
I washed that motherfucker down with a shot of tequila.
You don't need to do all that, man. With that
man,
pill,
man,
though,
I
you
would,
don't need
look,
to do all that.
I would,
trust
man,
me, man,
I,
you don't need
I mean,
no help.
I didn't, I mean, that was, like I said, I was in my 20s. That shit had just came out, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny, I tried it. He was about 25, and it lasted about a good 2.5, and he got up, and he went in the living room and a commercial came on and he was back in there again trying to go again, and then he got done and left. I mean, it was just like a cycle. I'm like, dude, go find you something to do. I'm done.
Yeah, you got to take a break.
Well, maybe it was the liquor. I don't say maybe it was the liquor that did it wrong, did me in. But like I said, it was because you know what? Maybe I was thinking too much because I'm timing it. I'm literally timing this shit, and I'm like, okay, that's an hour and a half. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, once I released, I thought that it was. I thought that it just, you know, stay rock hard. I mean, it, like I said, it didn't
hold
go
to.
All the way down. Huh?
It's supposed to.
It didn't. I mean, it didn't go all the way down, but it didn't stay rock hard. So I'm like, man, this shit don't work.
Well, that's because you took it wrong.
Yeah, but then she like, shit, motherfucker, you've been jumping on top of me for an hour and a half. No more. Go to bed.
Ain't that normal, mate?
You said what?
I mean...
Is what normal? Hour and a half?
Yeah, that's a normal night.
Shit, I ain't giving you one and a half.
Y'all don't get him started. Don't get him started.
That's not happening. I tell you up front, I ain't got no hour and a half in, so don't even try.
You fit pull up, you put Bernie
knows,
out.
That's why he knows
about the
blue
Bernie
pill.
So now, wait a minute. Hold on, Tom. But even with the blue diamonds, you still didn't give him that?
Oh no. That's totally different. If it's a natural, you ain't getting no hour and a half out of me.
What do we
get? If I get some help, shit, it's on.
Okay, but on a natural, we getting what?
You getting 77 pumps. That's it.
Hey, my man working his way up now.
Yeah, they're working out, man.
30 pumps, missionary, 20
pumps. I'll tell you like this. Hey, by the time the end of Fairy Tale Lover go off, you'll be all right.
who wants to fuck for 4 hours? Really, I mean, honestly, who wants to fuck for 4 straight hours?
Janine got her hand raised.
Oh, yes, I got
Janine.
Asthma. I got ass popping and pass out on your ass. I'll be dead,
but
I can feel pumping.
That's what I'm saying. You know, come on, you know, I can fuck all night, but who wants to fuck all night?
I mean, okay, are you just straight fucking for 4 hours? So there's some, you know, lightweight foreplay in the middle, some, you know, striptease going on. I mean, like, this straight 4 hours of fucking, I don't think anybody wants to do that. But.
No.
Mm-mm. But I done had some all-nighters with some extra shit, you know.
But you might be stopping in between being fired back up and doing other stuff and fired back up. I mean, I've done that. But not, like, straight like that.
I don't think no motherfucker can do it straight like that. I really don't.
So, okay.
Speak for yourself, youngin. Speak for yourself.
I don't know. I'm not with a guy that was ready. I mean, like, all the time. He would give it, you know, yeah.
Well, not but see, like, at the same time. That goes with the woman, too, because... She gotta be. I mean, 4 hours. If you didn't dry it up after 30 minutes, shit. I'm not gonna get all cut up with nobody. Mm-mm. Them damn friction burns and all that shit. No. Mm-mm.
Oh my god.
I can't deal. Okay, so I got a story. So I met this guy. And he said, you know, he did some research. He talked to the doctor, and he did some research online. and he wanted to make a baby with his girlfriend. So apparently, you know, there's certain time, certain position, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. So he told me, now I just really want to know if me and really do this or would y'all be willing to do this. He said he would, around 11:30, he would give his girl a drink, and I guess she's a heavy sleeper. So the entire night from, let's just say, 12 to maybe about 6:30, he would slow stroke her through the night. Who does shit like that? Just, I want somebody, please explain to me, is that some normal shit? Who slow stroke pussy for 6 hours while a woman is asleep?
I don't know. That's
I sleep like a baby. Yeah.
That's some crazy shit. There.
They call that rape.
Pretty much.
Right?
I mean, but she knew about it, but, I mean,
yeah.
I guess in order to deal with it, you know, he will liquor her up because they were trying to have a boy. I mean, and they got one, but, I mean, I just don't, like, I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around that. Like, you didn't bust one time? You waited this entire 6 hours to slow stroke? This, like, I don't know. It's just, that's just some weird shit to me.
But you know what? If you sleep, I mean, if you sleep, that's fine, because I'm going to try to wake you up. But if you don't wake up, I can't have no pleasure in that.
Right, because
exactly.
She ain't even getting off on that shit.
Right,
like,
who just does that?
But it's for a purpose. But it's for a purpose. They know somebody talking about fucking. They were trying to have a baby, so it's different.
Okay, now,
as long as I'm sleeping good, I'm good. You just got the stroking at me.
Right, so every night you go to sleep doggy style, huh?
Put that
ass up in the head and head on the pillow every night. So I can just slow stroke your ass all night long.
Here's the crazy part, though. You done went to the doctor and these motherfuckers say, congratulations, you 2 months pregnant. When? What the fuck happened?
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't have no one doing that.
That would fuck with my ego.
Okay, but you're not listening. Okay, so now that they done made the baby,
mm-hmm.
Now that he done did this for how many ever months it took them to make this baby slow stroking, now outside of his woman, okay? They're no longer together, and he would like to slow-stroke his woman in the midst. I mean, like, that's his happy place. I'm just, you know, in there just slow-stroking it all through the night. That's his happy place.
Slow-stroking?
Is that weird? Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I would try it.
Is he ever?
I mean, that's just like, sometimes I will fall asleep with the dick in my mouth and suck on it like it's a pacifier. They think
say
that's weird.
Now?
Sad.
Oh.
Yeah, now that's mad at you, girl.
I am done.
Hey, I'm trying. We need a sound bite to say I love you.
I fall asleep and wake up and suck on it like it's a pacifier. I'm done.
No, it stays in my mouth. I can keep it in my mouth, and he might be asleep, and I'll be laying right there on it and suck on it. You know how you have that? Because I used to suck my thumb when I was little. So it
damn.
It helps me wake up.
It helps you. Okay.
I'll be afraid motherfucker might get the urge to bite on motherfucker. Like, whoa.
My next question is, do you have insomnia tonight? Because,
I'm just imagining
like
a motherfucker having a wet dream or, oh my God.
You overthinking it.
I'm sleeping. My mouth just fills with fluid. Oh my God.
Well, I slob anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
So it's always.
Oh,
he'll be asleep. I mean, he'll really be asleep, and sometimes he'll moan a little bit in his sleep. He might be having a dream that he having sex. I don't know what the guy would be thinking, but yeah, I sleep good like that.
Well, I guess you ain't got to worry about it dipping in, you know, sneaking out of bed and nowhere because it's in my mouth. Move if you want to, clamp.
Hell no. Man, okay. This grown folks radio, so I can say this. My dick just got hard from that conversation. Shit. Now drag on Father Time, help me out, man. I mean, this motherfucker just sucking on you.
Hey.
I mean, you sleep.
That's hell of a thing, man.
He can't even get it out.
Right. I'm just saying, you might want to package that up and sell it online, and the women just bring their men to you for a night of pleasure or something. That sounds like a real good business proposal, because I ain't finna do all that shit.
Boo, don't get
Candy.
No ideas.
Hey, Candy, guess what's going to be? Hey, you going to see right here on my lap. You going to see. And then
I'd be scared I'd choke or something.
Oh my goodness. It just gets an extending in your mouth while you sleep. Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my.
And then you start like
trying to kill me.
Right.
I'm
also but you have to think about it. He's sweet. So it's really not extending. I mean, sometimes they do a little bit,
and
it do extend a little bit, but. I mean, it's just a different feeling, y'all. It's not like I'm really sucking it like that.
I'm going to tell you like this. If I accidentally nut in your mouth while you're doing it,
I apologize for my outburst.
That's okay. I know how to swallow.
Oh,
whoops.
Shit!
Goddamn motherfucker!
Candy, you in
I
trouble
just
tonight?
I want to say that all the mail we gonna get tomorrow for her services.
I just let it roll down the back of my throat.
Nah, I ain't Father Time, but right now
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Just listen to
the conversation. Might as well go make some flirt sounds and help him out.
Oh, damn, that shit.
I'm making those flirt sounds, shit. Come on over. Shit. I can see Drago. He giving Candy that look right now.
Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
You
hit that phone. That kid. Mommy. Mama busy. Get the fuck away from the door.
That ain't my kids.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, goodness.
I got it on, dog. Hey, I can see it now.
Y'all motherfuckers wrong.
I got to get up and see what the kids want.
Shit.
You better not move. Get the fuck away from me,
though. I can't deal.
I'll fight your baby daddy tomorrow, but they can't get away from this dough right now.
Y'all should try it. I'm telling you, he won't
yes,
forget
y'all
you.
Should.
You
I'm good.
Oh, you're going to be good tonight, Candy. I guarantee you that. You're going to wiggle all kind of nuts and balls in your face. That's my boy.
What the fuck are you doing, George?
I say go for it.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
yeah, I ain't gonna be able to do that one.
Oh Lord.
Okay,
well,
okay.
I'm just saying with the guys that he was talking about, if people do things that are different, I don't mean he's weird. You know,
I'm just
I would
saying,
try. If,
I think
if,
that would be.
If you don't like it, then you don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm just saying, I think that would be an assault for you to be stroke stoking in me for 6 hours and you ain't bust one time. Just, I don't know. That I kind of feel some type of way about that there.
How
you
okay, hold on.
Stroke for 6 hours
what
and don't bust?
What is the truth? Okay, man. What is this slow stroking? I mean, he just behind you, just pumping real slow. What
yeah,
is this?
I mean, like he's slow stroking.
So,
I mean, I don't know.
So
he
really not stroking too calm. So it's gonna take a long time when you going that slow.
Ew.
Why would I want to go that slow?
That's the same thing I'm saying.
Maybe it relaxes him now.
Yeah, I mean, but not honestly, right? Then you wake up and this motherfucker on top of you. I mean, is he on top of you? Is he from the side? What's his position?
It's from the side, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Now you wake up and this motherfucker just behind you, just pumping. He ain't even putting all the dick in you. He just giving you the head. Ain't y'all gonna get aggravated?
It's not going down in my household, so I'm not going to get aggravated.
I'm going to be asleep. I'm not even going to wake up. Hell, I used to get pictures taken of me while I was asleep. I don't know what the hell be going on. Men do some weird shit. I'm just saying.
I'm just getting ready to ask you now. I have experienced that. I would like to know the purpose of that. Who just fucks with people and then take pictures of them and send them to them the next day?
Exactly. I'm not bad to me. It's weird. Like, what?
Well, now, it all depends. Do I got a picture of my dick on your forehead or something?
It could be. I'm just not me, man. It was just all me. I'm just naked in different positions, and I'm free.
Nah, I ain't no fun. Now, if I got a picture with my dick on your forehead, then that's something different.
I mean, right. Mine was different positions. It was a dick, I ain't going to say on my forehead, but it was, you know, pretty close, basically, like, you know, I can, you know, jab this in your mouth right now, you wouldn't know. Like, I'm just weird shit. Like, find something to do. Go to bed.
I'm asleep, goddamn.
Well, so in other words, you want me to videotape you, slap you in the face with my dick?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. I'm doing some shit like that.
Slapping
your face with the
slapping your jaws and shit.
Right.
See, I told you about
making making your jaws make a little noises, like, you know how your jaws are making them little noises. And then, all right, cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, she laughing her ass off like, I was just doing that shit last night. Candy like, I was just making the noise of this motherfucking last night.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, this was going on when they didn't even have digital cameras. This was big damn Polaroids. Remember, you had to raise the flash. It did the damn thing, rolling out and shit.
You gotta shake that
motherfucker
with your hand.
Wait for it to develop.
Well, I mean, we used to do that shit. We used to do that shit when I worked for the housing authority. We used to do that shit. We go get the pork. Hey, it was so fucked up that we took so many pictures of different women. That when the house actually caught on fire and we had to go take pictures, we ain't had no film. They're like, what the fuck is all the film? Downstairs.
Wait a minute. You did what with Polaroid? You didn't have no film because you was taking pictures of what?
Taking pictures of women. Shit.
Well, they were sleeping.
Taking pictures of women where? What, in their house?
Yeah, in their house. Shit.
You know, that's so goddamn bitches. See? That's why I let the maintenance man and people and shit in my house when I ain't here.
Whoa. Let's get one thing straight. Let's get this straight. We wasn't stinking taking the pictures. Hey, they was offering the pictures.
What was y'all doing? Hold on. Out extra light bulbs and pieces of towel and shit.
Yeah. What you need? What you need, baby? What you need?
I can't deal.
It was the plumber coming to lay the pipe. Hey, I'm just saying. I mean, shit. The life of Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. The life of a young maiden's man is lovely. And when you get a little older, you be like, okay, I'm done with it. But as a young maiden's man, oh, it's lovely.
I like a little maiden's man. It was kind of fun to me, man. Women come to the door butt naked and shit. You can't go in. They tell us we can't go in. We got to tell them to put some clothes on. We've had motherfuckers open the door butt, booty, ass, naked. Come on, my AC ain't working. You got to put some clothes on. I can't come in until you put some clothes on.
Hey, time. But then that she look like one of them old, yeah, them old porno movies. Can you fix my plumbing? Well, yes, I can.
Right.
Yeah, you get that music playing in your head.
People crib. I done came across dildos, all kinds of shit going on.
Dude, I'm
Why you got
like
a dildo
this.
Underneath the sink? What's the purpose of this? What the fuck are y'all doing?
What the hell's going on?
Wait, man, hold on, man. I think we got my man Marley on the line. Marley.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. All right, Miss Pimp, she's hanging up on us.
No, you keep dropping.
Yeah.
You just have a lot of noise in your background.
I'm trying to get in the gate at work. All right.
You at the gate, Marley?
Yeah, now my damn bass don't want to work for some damn reason. It's just about a bitch.
Shit, all them lot lizards, you done fucked it up now.
They install your shit.
They install your shit or something, yeah.
But no, seriously though, as a maintenance man, we used to have some fun, man. I mean, for a young man, that's a young man. My problem was I wasn't single at the time. Now, if I was single, it's a dream job. Mm-hmm. Like Father Time say, I mean, all these women, for whatever reason. Now, motherfuckers be like, the maintenance man is. Don't get fooled, because the motherfucking maintenance man is the slickest motherfuckers. Hey, girl, come on over here. You need that 3AC. Your AC going out.
Yeah, you get some AC. And being able to fix a woman's car, too.
And then you can't get mad because women coming to the door butt naked. And it's the maintenance man. Okay.
That's how they look at you. I ain't nobody but the maintenance man. Like, damn.
There was
I used to have this lady in 304, man. Always used to do some sexy
not 304.
Shit. 304.
Not 304. The whole
apartment, dog. 304.
Holy.
She was always doing some little slick, sexy shit, man. All the time.
Man, look here. I used to have motherfuckers break shit on purpose so I'd come to their house. I seen a bitch just break the motherfucking kitchen faucet. Like, it's broke. See, look. And mm-hmm. just snatched the motherfucker. She's like, you gonna have to be here a while. Yes, I will.
Well, one time where I lived at, you couldn't get, like, for Comcast, you couldn't get good reception, right, on, like, the internet and stuff. And it was always fucking up. But there was this guy that worked in for Comcast. He always had my area. So I used to tap his ass when he come in. Come on, baby.
It was fine.
Jack God looking at the TV right now like, wait a minute. This motherfucker is a great reception. But they beat shit out of
me. You said you used to fucking Comcast guy? Is that what you
said? No, I used to smack his ass when he would come over. He liked it.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
I'm still here.
I mean, you know, I mean, you know.
I had your reception.
Man, we ain't gonna talk about that right now.
Must be pretty good, then.
Motherfucking cable on here right now.
The reception is okay here, but it was over there where it was by the train station.
Better,
when
huh?
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I used to call him in all the time. They probably got tired of my ass.
Yeah, he coming over. Every time he come over, your speed go up 10 megabytes.
It was pretty fast.
Hey,
yeah.
Look here, Dragon. You get some new channels. You got my permission to whoop her ass. That any new channels, you get any new channels, whoop her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. We just got the stars package. We ain't had no damn stars.
Need some stars, all right.
North Star. South Star.
See ya.
He was.
You know what, man? I am not envious. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say I'm not. I am envious. Y'all have a great relationship, though. At first, I thought it was crazy, but y'all got a real great relationship where y'all can talk about shit and just laugh it off. Cause I ain't gonna lie, some of that shit I've been choking shit out of candy.
Damn. That's how you feel.
Yeah, but I mean, I but I'm complimenting y'all. Y'all have a great relationship.
All the,
I
fine. Y'all
have a great relationship.
He is fine. I enjoy him. He is real fun.
Yeah, she is too.
Aww, ain't
know.
Oh,
right. Both of them got pushed back.
I seen the picture. I seen the XXX picture. I seen it. I know she is. I'm leaving tomorrow. And when you think about that picture, we can work that out. We can work this out. Candy, you've been gun shy as of lately. I don't want no more motherfucking pictures on Sin City now. We putting no more motherfucking pictures up there.
I've been working so much lately. I really haven't had time to do nothing, really. I mean, I just, you know, I try to, I don't know, you know.
All right, well, y'all, check this out. We trying to get this motherfucker on and popping. We trying to, you know, we got to bring
I understand.
We got to bring sexy back to San City, so. You know what I'm saying? I'm counting on all my people to bring that sexy back. We gotta bring the sexy back. And I mean, we got some sexy motherfuckers on here tonight. I mean, hey.
I mean, we ain't the only ones that can be sexy.
Shit.
It's against my religion to show my ass.
I got a crush on somebody.
I got several crushes.
Damn.
They my internet girlfriend. Shit.
The things you hear on the show.
It's okay, though. That's what it's for, you know.
Hey, you know what we doing, man. We just want to have fun, man. Like I said, hey, we all adults. We all got, hey, I don't think none of us are millionaires, so shit. We all got to do what the fuck we got to do from whatever time to whatever time, so shit. Hey, Sin City Radio, hey, this your release spot, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, let you in the freak out.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Who is Cobbler?
You know, y'all asking for titty pics and shit. Y'all know it's hard for us to get both of our titties in one picture by ourselves.
Oh, I put mine in the same picture. What you talking about?
I know.
Okay, I got a question, fellas.
I done showed you how many times.
This is just like a lightweight challenge. I'm saying, can I get somebody to send a dick pic, of course, but I want to see them nuts in a choker. I want them in a choker. Can I get
you ain't talking to me.
Somebody.
You ain't talking
you want
to me.
The guy?
I ain't putting my nuts.
You want,
my nuts
yeah.
going in one place. That's your mouth. That's it. It ain't going no choker.
I want it in a ring. Matter of fact, a double ring. You know what I'm saying?
Is you crazy? That shit hurts.
What,
yeah.
man?
It does not hurt, especially if it's attached to the vibrator. Shut the hell up. It does not hurt. I'm just
damn.
Saying, right? Speak
damn.
On it.
Damn, dog.
Marley said, I got you.
Is that too much? I'm sorry.
You know what, dog?
I mean, inbox it to me, whatever. I'm just saying, I'm throwing that challenge out there. To the fellas.
Why not? Hey, how you doing?
Don't be scared.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what? Father time ain't no punk. Father time ain't no punk.
Man,
yeah,
I mean,
know that
fucking
choker
is. So I know I ain't rolling like that.
Hey, how you gonna put that on?
Oh,
hey, Cass, you wrong. How you gonna put that on him?
The devil's right, cock ring. Come on now. Don't be scared.
What just gonna say he ain't no punk.
What you
gonna
do?
Dragon, you
what
said right
you
do that shit. Hey, what?
Somebody tell
you
me what a
right
choke is.
No.
What is?
You just talking about the cock rings, right?
Really?
Right. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, no, I'm not putting that shit on.
You know what?
One of them.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Hey, I'm going to the store tomorrow. Fuck it.
You gonna take one for the team? Go ahead, Cass.
I'm gonna take one for the team. I'm gonna take one.
Go ahead, take that one for the team, because I ain't finna fucking do it.
That don't make no sense.
But she said,
make sure you tag
me
in that one. I want to see that.
I want to see the
whole page filled
with dick.
I thought my homeboy was going to say, well, shit, if you're going to do it, we doing it with you.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong.
You thought y'all
throw it. You right on that one. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I ain't finna try to find out.
I can't believe y'all
even
know what cock ring is.
You know what, dog? Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. In their defense. They do provide for it, man. They do make the site exciting. So I mean, come on, man, we got to do something for them too.
Speak on it.
Blessings.
I sure picking my pinky toe, no game.
Damn, I ain't got no sport. I ain't got no sport.
Okay. I guess okay.
Let's go.
Yeah,
it's more
small. I suggest double
covering. I won't further know that. I'm gonna have to start off with a single one first. I don't know about double. I don't know if I'm ready for double, but I'm gonna start off with the single.
Ben City's gonna mail one to everybody's house.
Right.
A block away from where I can get a whole.
Man, that would be fucked. Wouldn't that be fucked up if everybody got an email with like, okay, your ring is on its way.
Wait a minute. wait one day.
I can see Barney die. But no, baby. No, baby, I wasn't on the show. I swear to God, I don't know who sent this ring.
No, bro, my shit going to be returned to sender.
All right, y'all, we got to get the hell out of here, man. Y'all motherfuckers, you know what, though? Hey, pimpin'. Hey, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it. Fuck it.
Yeah,
that's the best. I don't even know what the fuck they sell these motherfuckers at. I don't even know how the fuck they even do it, but I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna send Janine to get me one. I know she know where they at.
This is many places.
She probably like, I got three in my drawer right now. It's three of them in my drawer right now.
Many places. I got all the discounts. I'll tell you where they're getting from.
She probably got coupons and everything. Right.
Don't hate
all right. 50% off. Right, y'all. We gotta get, buy one, get one free. But
hey,
you got my back, dog.
All right, man, I got your fucking man. God damn,
that's my dog.
Be advised, people, that this is recorded. So if I have to call you back and just like, you know, you said you was gonna do this.
In our defense. We got to work our way up to this.
You have a 7-day deadline or women go on strike.
Damn.
Hey, what?
All right.
You said 7 days.
All right, Mary. We got 7 days. We got
well,
7 days.
Mary.
On strike.
No bad
bitch.
For y'all.
Hey, but I got a question. It ain't got shit to pertain to this. It's for Cass. It's for the guys that's in the basketball. What you think about this Kevin Durant shit?
Oh, goodness. Didn't we do this already?
Right.
Yeah. You could have got on the show a little earlier, man. We had this conversation. But we can still say something. Damn. We can say something.
Of course, a woman going to say that.
I think that above
they don't want to hear us talk about the basketball.
I think that they was wrong because they didn't let Chris Paul go to the Lakers. So they need to shut all that shit down. That's just my opinion on it.
They fucking cheating.
Yeah, because they making a motherfucking super team, and that ain't shit ain't right.
It's not, man. Nobody else said
well, you know what, my thing, and I said this earlier, if y'all didn't say that shit about Miami and everybody else, don't say it about them.
Shit, I said that shit about Miami.
I'm cool with
the big three, man, but when you got a big four,
that's just like.
Cheating.
But you want to know something? Hey, but you want to know something? It could backfire in their face. Remember that year that the Lakers got Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Shaq.
Hold on, man. Let me tell you something we don't do. We don't Laker bash on this show. We do not Laker bash.
How am I Laker bashing? I'm just saying.
Man, I'm
sorry that's your team. And
they was
had,
all past their prime anyway. Karl Malone was 40. Payton was 39.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying they gave them that title that year. They gonna win the title because they got all these people on the team. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't pan out the way they thought it was. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the same
Malone,
shit can happen.
Over 35, man.
That's
just Karl Malone
trying to fuck Kobe's wife.
That's why he got shipped
out. Right. That's why he couldn't play another year. All right, we gotta get out of here. The life we ain't last word for.
I'm off to do my motherly duties now. Tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. Candy.
I had a good time. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Dragon.
What's good? It's good talking to everybody. Let's talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You got my back, dog, right?
Yeah, I got you.
We got 7 days. We got 7 days for this shit, dog. They
They all shut Sin City Radio Show.com down.
That's fucked up.
Seven days.
Seven day motherfucking day. Starting when though?
Today, nigga.
That's fucked up. Look, you can't get that day. You start tomorrow. Tomorrow.
My next day.
Seven whole nights.
Hey, look here. My next Tuesday, you better have a ring on them nuts.
Oh,
man.
Shit. Hey, hey, I put a rubber band on my
nuts. Sound right.
Hey, you don't even sound comfortable at all.
That just made my nuts hurt. But I enjoyed talking to everybody. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, God willing. Everybody be safe tonight.
Man. We gonna have to find some nice rings, ones that don't hurt.
Right, cause man, that just thinking about that shit made my nuts hurt.
I can't stand. And speaking of the devil, you ain't last words, Miss Pimp. You started this bullshit.
Yeah. 7 days, fellas. I like it. Thanks, Mr. Lifo. Seven whole nights. Yes, this has definitely been an interesting show. Mm. Outside of all that basketball chitter chatter. But nevertheless, yes, I'll definitely be here tomorrow, bright and early with Dell. So you all I'm glad everybody had enjoyed their weekend, came back safe and sound, so we can get back to business now.
That's what's up. Marley Ma, any last words?
Hey, will a rubber band on your big toe, is that the same thing? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think
that. Pick of that.
I don't think that rubber band on the big toe gonna work, Marley.
I thought I had the back, but, you know.
Marley, you ain't shit. I tell you, boy, you ain't shit.
All right,
man. Fuck you, Marley. Today, you got last words for us.
Yes, it was a good show. I'll be having a good night's sleep tonight. It'd be better if I had a dick in my mouth, suck on it like a pacifier. But I will definitely be on here tomorrow. And look out for y'all cock rings in the mail. All the time.
Yeah, right. Under the hill.
And she's going to come back to you and return to sender. Undeliverable.
All right, dog, what you got for us, man?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shout out to my sister, y'all. She had a 10-pound baby boy on Saturday.
Ooh.
10.1 pounds. And she's struggling, y'all. I was outside the room. She was struggling like a motherfucker.
I told you when she got to 7, she's going to cry like a motherfucker.
It was funny than a motherfucker, man. She was struggling trying to push that big motherfucker out of there. That shit was hilarious. But, SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. In mortal words, my man. What do you say? Good night, God bless. I ain't said this so long. And shout out to is Cobbler? I need to know who Cobbler is.
Boy, you silly.
All right, she ain't gonna say nothing.
Really?
I know she on the show.
You are
right. Everybody on mute. Everybody's on mute.
Oh, okay.
All right, y'all. Tomorrow, y'all know how we do it. Same bad time, same bad channel. SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Y'all do what y'all do. We're going to do what we're going to do. We all going to have fun while we doing it. All right. We out this bitch. Peace.